Here with head coach of the men's and women's cross country teams, Craig Penny, taking a look at the upcoming conference meet as well as the regional meets that are coming up here in the next few weeks. Coach, first of all, we talked a couple of months ago about where this team could possibly be over the stretch of the season. Where have you felt this team has really made its biggest strides, starting with the women and then talking about the men?
I think the maturity level of the women has been dramatic. When you look at our squad, we have so many freshmen and sophomores, and to watch those ladies really mature and develop into a really cohesive group has really been the big pleasant surprise for us as coaches and as team members. You know, the upperclassmen are energized, they're excited, they see the growth of the program. They're really excited about where this whole group has gone. So I think across the board, it's been the rejuvenation of the whole program.
Now, taking a look at the men's side, you talk also about the youth. You've got a big group of sophomores. Your number one runner is going to be a senior, no question about that. But the fact that you've got four, five, six sophomores who can come in and are going to be really a bright spot for this team in the future, talk about the men's side and what you expect now and then what you can expect for the future.
Well, we want to just continue to take those steps forward in the process of getting better, and we call it a journey. You know, the freshman year to the sophomore year, then how much do they improve from sophomores to juniors and juniors to seniors? It's all part of the journey. We've made some dramatic, tremendous strides in our preparation and our performance levels. I think the future looks really good for this program with the influx of the freshman group we have, the leadership from our seniors, and the core group being sophomores. The future looks really good for the program. I think they're really excited about where they are and where they're headed. It's a very competitive conference, but, you know, we're ready to go. We're ready to handle that kind of challenge.
It's the evaluation time now, this conference meet coming up on November 1st. And you talk about looking at the beginning of the season, the preseason polls come out, and you say, well, which teams are returning, which runners, and who they've got really stepping up. Talk a little bit about looking at this in the long term, looking at it from August and through September, and understanding that conference meets aren't necessarily won during those previous meets. It comes down to running your best meet on November 1st and really going out and showing the rest of the conference what you've been doing all year.
I think it's important for us to continue to make those strides positively towards getting better at the conference meet and even week in and week out. The polls are one thing. Those are statistics that people view based on a composite of how teams have run during the course of a season. For me, I look at those a little bit. I use them as a motivational factor for our team. But really, it's let's be ready to go race on that day, see what we can do, and when it's done, make sure we put our best effort out there and performed at a high level and see if we can get a little better. And that may not be an improvement in our place in the conference, but if we're improving as a unit, as a team, time-wise, that's part of the process that we're going through. We're very young. You never know what can happen with first years and second year people. But I know that we will be prepared. Wittenberg Tigers runners will be prepared to go out to race the NCAC championships and give it our best effort. So I think we're going to be a surprise group. I think we can be a big factor in the whole outcome of the meet. We're excited about having the opportunity.
The women are looking to finish in their best spot since 2001 when they took fifth place in the conference. That would also be their best finish in school history in the NCAC. So talk about getting this group, especially being such a young group, to a level where Wittenberg hasn't necessarily seen a women's cross-country program in some time.
I think it's a major part of it has been the whole group, the seniors, the juniors, the sophomores. They were involved in the recruiting process of this freshman group that we have. It was maybe a luck, of stroke of luck or whatever that we were able to get this kind of quality, but I think that's really helped everybody. I think this women's group can be anywhere from third, fourth, or fifth. On a good day, we could be third in the conference. On a bad day, we might be fifth or sixth. But I know that this, when they step up on the line, they're going to be ready to go race. They're prepared. They're confident. They're aware of what they need to do. And I just look at them, and I think these kids are going to go out there and really run well and surprise, not me, but maybe the surprise of the conference with the women's team.
Now, the team as a whole is obviously one thing, but talk about the individuals in terms of getting some conference representation in the all-conference teams. The women's side hasn't had a representative since 2003, so obviously that has to be a major focus in terms of just trying to get some individual accolades, and you definitely have the athletes who can go out there and accomplish that.
Well, I think, when you look at the whole group, they all deserve positive accolades because they've become as a team, as a unit, and really encourage each other, and they've pushed each other tremendously, and that's what helped each of those young ladies become better. But to see Darcy and Mary and Anna and those people really getting better and have that opportunity speaks well of their performances and how much work and effort. But again, it's a team unity, and everybody's going to enjoy in that whole accolades and awards that everybody on the team is going to have a chance to share in. So they're excited. I think, again, you know, it goes back to our preparation. They've done well. They've worked very hard. They're excited about the challenge that's ahead of them. And I know they're going to be ready to go run. So it's going to be really nice. I think it's a real nice buzz for our program, both men and women, that the cross country is starting to get some recognition and some respect in the conference, which it hasn't had in years.
Now, taking a look at this course up at Oberlin, it's what a lot of people call a track on grass. It's going to be very flat. Take a little bit of a preview here, Coach, of the course and your expectations on whether or not that favors your team or maybe will be a little bit of a challenge for your unit.
I think it'll be a little bit of a challenge just because of the environment, the atmosphere, knowing that it's a championship and it's a one-shot deal. But again, we're working on the mental approach, the physical approach, that our kids are going to be ready to go run. We know it's flat, the elevation change of about a foot to a foot and a half across the board with the course. There's a lot of tight turns, a lot of 90 degrees, which can cause you to be a little bit of a deceleration through the turns. But we'll simulate those things in practice. We'll do some stuff here in the next couple days to get them ready to visualize and think about what their strategy is going into the meet. But again, when that gun goes off, we're going to be ready to go race.
Now, taking a look at the regional meet, which will come a couple of weeks following the conclusion of the conference meet, it's the major focus, no question, is the conference meet. But obviously here in the region, this is a Wittenberg team on both the women's side and on the men's side that could really make some noise come November 15th.
Right. I think that, you know, again, it's part of the process, part of the journey. We haven't had a lot of respectability in the region within the conference, and we want to get that respectability in a conference first and then take that next step in the region and establish ourselves as a team and a program that's on the rise. And people are going to have to look at it and say, wow, you know, in the next couple of years, these people are really going to be good, and they're going to challenge for one of those spots that might get them an at-large bid or an automatic bid to the national championships. The first step, we want to get some athletes to the end of as individuals to the national meet. And I think we have some people who can do that based on where Gabe Savage is running right now and Darcy and Anna Henry. Those three young ladies and men have a real shot at getting to the national meet, and they're going to be ready to go run. I know they're excited, they're confident, and we've prepared them. They've prepared. It's just another step in the process of putting Wittenberg cross country back on the map.
Now, talking about this conference as a whole, Coach, you've obviously been, you've made the tour yourself around the NCAC. Talk about the differences between where this conference is now as opposed to where it was when you started coaching back in Worcester quite some time ago.
I think the depth of talent has just gotten so much better. In the past, you maybe had three or four teams that were always vying for the championship and a handful of individuals. But now you've got seven or eight teams that can really step up and make a difference in the conference meet. And that's going to take you to 20, 25 deep as individuals. So the impact on the depth and the talent in the conference is absolutely tremendous. It's really made this conference one of the elite conferences in the country in terms of cross country and even, in fact, the distance running as a whole.
Well, Coach, we hopefully will be talking to you later on this season. Of course, we'll be talking to you when track and field rolls around, and that'll be coming up in just about a month and a half.
Okay. Well, we're looking forward to it. We love having these opportunities to talk about our program, our athletes. It's part of Wittenberg tradition. It's something we want to do to put the Tigers back on the map with distance running and cross country. We really look forward to these opportunities.
That is head coach Craig Penny of the men's and women's cross country team on the Tigers Sports Network.